Malaysia's mainstream media is tightly controlled by the government. Opposition leaders complain they did not get equal access to airtime in advance of the elections this month, while the ruling coalition of Prime Minister Abdullah Badawi spent millions of dollars on campaign ads. In the end, the investment did not pay off for Mr. Badawi, whose Barisan National Coalition, in power for 51 years, lost its two-thirds majority in parliament and several states. Speaking to an investors' conference Tuesday, the Malaysian leader said his coalition certainly lost the internet war and said it was, in his words, a serious misjudgment for it to rely solely on government-controlled newspapers and television to get out its campaign message. Many voters say they ignored the mainstream media and turned to independent blog sites like MalaysiaKini.com, where they could see news on official corruption, religious and racial tensions, and other issues that the mainstream media often does not report. Observers say readership of the country's independent blog sites has surpassed that of mainstream print media. It was boosted even further ahead of the March 8th poll. MalaysiaKini.com editor-in-chief Stephen Gann tells VOA his website stopped charging subscription fees in the weeks before the election.
We've been really surviving on our readers paying a subscription fee of about $5 a month. But we have made the site free because we felt that we have to also play a role in providing, you know, information to Malaysian workers so that they can make an informed choice.
Malaysia's government does not openly censor blog sites as part of a promise it made in the 1990s to not interfere with the internet. The promise was part of an effort to draw foreign investment in plans for a new high-tech industry corridor. The plans for the corridor have since stalled, leading media freedom advocates to worry about whether the government may soon start imposing restrictions on the internet. Officials say they have no such intentions. MalaysiaKini.com Stephen Gann says it would be difficult for the government to try to impose restrictions on the internet at this stage.
It's not going to be easy. I always describe that press freedom is like toothpaste, in a sense. When you squeeze a little bit of that out, it's going to be very hard to pull it back in again.
Media freedom advocates say Malaysian authorities sometimes pulled the licenses of newspapers and broadcast outlets that carried news that was unfavorable to government officials. Blog sites like MalaysiaKini.com are able to operate because they are not required to have licenses. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Bangkok.